Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations, and welcome to the Deviant Legion Network. What we're going to do is we have a slew of talent, both podcasters, tech people. We even have a composer. We have various people that have banded together to start this new venture, and we're called the Deviant Legion. So my name is Carl Kafer. I'm sort of the head cheerleader of the group, and I will be speaking later on some of the shows that I'll be doing. But first, I would like to introduce Christoph Upjohn, who is one of our talent people, and he has a whole crew that he'll introduce. So Christoph, take it away.
Hi, thank you, Carl. It's good to be here. I'm happy we've got this new insane project going on. My show started out as a horror show. In fact, we have a history of horror program to finish one more show to be done with that. But then we're going to expand into pretty much anything. And with me in this little journey is going to be, you all will introduce my next co-host, the next person I brought on with me, Phoebe.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, I missed you. I'm Phoebe McGuffin, and I just I am so excited to join you guys on this venture. I cannot wait for the things that we have in store right now, which, let me tell you, there's plenty. Oh, my goodness, we've got something for everybody. And before we go off on what all we're going to be doing in the future, I would like to introduce our newest co-host and production team member, Nicodemus Gunn. Say hi, Nicodemus.
Hi, Nicodemus. No, seriously, this is Nick.
I love that joke.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You got to know your history. I am Nicodemus. I love everything from cheesy pop culture and horror movies all the way out to literature and politics. For me, it's all about the history. It's all about where you came from, and so I'm going to be looking at just sort of the broader view of whatever topics we look into. I've got a history of doing research, and that's what I'll be doing. So,
research guy. Oh, you and I will be talking. Seriously,
absolutely.
Oh, he is such a research man. We're both part of a medieval recreation society.
Oh, we'll be talking.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question about that. Go ahead, Phoebe. Why don't we kick it back to you?
Absolutely.
What was
that?
Phoebe, tell us
what you guys are planning to do.
Oh, okay. Well, I will tell you all about it. We're going to start by finishing our anthology of horror movies, and we're going to take two shows and put them into one, which would be the 2004, except now we're going to do 2002 current horror. That's going to be our, you know, finality of the original horror podcast. And beyond that, we have so many shows planned. We promised a very special person in everybody's life that we're going to do a show about war movies. I have some interesting ideas about doing a show about horror books. I have a very good friend who's a horror writer who's agreed to come talk to us. My dream show is going to happen here soon. One of my favorite directors has agreed to come and interview with us, director of a little lesser-known movie called Dread. And let me tell you, it is intense. We're also talking about doing movie or shows about, you know, breaking gender stereotypes. We have a lot of people that are special to all of us here, including all three of us on this podcast, that are not exactly your gender norms. And we'd really like to do a show about that. We're talking about doing things about, you know, talking about our current political climate, and not even just limiting it to those things, but, you know, we have some ideas about, you know, doing a show about funny books, like funny literature that's kind of subversive, like, you know, Christopher Moore and Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett.
And Joel Silverstein.
Kind of, he's pretty funny. and that's it, is, you know, we are not limiting ourselves anymore. We are spreading our wings and we're going to fly. And basically, you know, it's going to come down to, once we're done with all of the ideas that we have, which it's going to be a while, but once we're done with the ideas that we have, it would be wonderful if we had people call or email in and suggest ideas that they want to hear us talk about. Because, again, we're not limiting ourselves this time. We're not sticking to one topic. We're going to be able to talk about what gets us going every time.
Well, that's really good. That's one of the reasons that we started this whole idea of Deviant Legion, was to branch out and do different things, talk about different things, and to stretch ourselves and to have fun. Now, I want to kick it back to Christoph. So what is your dream show? What show do you want to do, like, would be the best thing in the world?
Now, right now, it'd be two things. I'd love to be able to talk to Richard Kelly, who directed Donnie Darko. It's one of my favorite movies. It has been ever since I discovered it, about 18 years ago, I guess, around the time it came out on DVD. Amazing movie. I would love to be able to discuss that movie with him. And, of course, you know, he did Southland Tales and The Box, which are also very interesting films. And I also have this kind of goes to our gender stereotype thing. I'm a huge fan of paranormal romance fiction, and I would just die to be able to do a show with Sherilyn Kenyon, who is one of the biggest names in that field.
Nice. Well, that's what I like to hear, all these ideas. Nicodemus, you have a show that is a dream show for you.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, of course, you know, we're not in any way trying to be, you know, ambitious or anything, but I would love to have a show where climate in America, but changing our entire sort of political framework. I think.
Okay, Nicodemus, you're breaking up. Say it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, just to be a little ambitious, I would love to do a show where we talk about actually changing the framework that we do politics under in America. I think the Constitution is a perfect document insofar as the ambitions that it set out. I think maybe it's updated and try and find a way to moderate things. I think things have gotten so crazy that maybe it's time to rewrite the rules and find a set that works better. There's an author that I would love to have on. Her name is Malka Older. She did a really interesting speculative fiction book that takes place about 80 or 90 years in the future, where the entire world political system has gone to something they call micro-democracy, where everything gets broken up into small little states that constantly vote to change what government runs them. And so they can say, oh, well, we're tired of this government that runs everything on strict capitalism. We're going to move to this government that does a social democracy state and see how that works for a while. And it's just a really interesting idea of sort of reimagining politics altogether.
Okay, well, that sounds really interesting. So as a group, I should say this. Christoph, I at our previous station, I brought Christoph on. And Christoph, you're an author, correct?
Yes.
You should talk a little bit about that.
Well, earlier this year I had a book published called Jess Franco, The World's Most Dangerous Filmmaker, and of course it's about the
oh my God, that book.
The Spanish art house exploitation filmmaker who's done just gobs and gobs of erotic horror, which even to call it that, it's just, you can't put him in a category. That's just the broadest possible category I can come up with to describe him. His movies are one of a kind. He tended to do a lot of surrealism. His movies tended toward the nonlinear, and his best films were very nonlinear. My favorite movie of his, the inappropriately titled Virgin Among the Living Dead, is an astounding piece. And it's when I see it, I kind of see it as sort of a spin on Carnival of Souls. But it can also be interpreted from the mindset of someone who is experiencing this all in her head while she's in a mental institution. I take that interpretation from Tim Lucas, who is the film journalist who got me into Jess Franco, and I actually think his interpretation is superior, but I still, you know, I hold my own original take on it close to my heart. And I'm also working on a book on Val Lewton, the producer for RKO back in the 40s, who did the original Cat People, Curse the Cat People, The Leopard Man, Seventh Victim, which was a noir film that actually had elements of lesbianism and Satanism in it, which for the 40s,
a classic movie.
Edgy. You know, and Robert Wise directed his first film under Lewton. Lewton also worked with Jacques Tourneur, who did Curse of the Demon, which is a fantastic old horror movie. So that's what I have going right now. And after that, I don't know, because I've always got different ideas for what I want to write. What I end up landing on is anybody's guess.
Well, oh, good.
Can I just say something about this book?
Yes,
okay.
Go right ahead, Edie.
I am not even entirely familiar with Jess Franco, and I'm not saying this because I love Christoph with, like, every fiber of my being. I was trying to be objective when I read the Jess Franco book, and I just want everybody to know that it is a must read. Like, the passion and dedication in this book is so obvious. It's wonderful. Like, I want to watch every single thing that Jess Franco ever made because I read this book. And
he sends some bad movies.
Yes,
well,
he does.
You know,
everybody's
done some bad movies. Bruce Campbell's done some bad movies, but I still love him. Okay. I'm just saying, I mean, let's talk about Sundown, The Vampire in Retreat, which we might do for some sort of campy movie, you know, episode one day. But
right.
No, this book is glorious, and I'm an avid reader. You can ask anybody on the line right now. My entire house is full of nothing but bookshelves and DVDs.
It's kind of glorious.
It kind of is. I do have a glorious house, but bookshelves, DVDs, and vinyl records.
Oh, you're in my wheelhouse, my dear. Without a doubt.
Yeah. So
including framed vinyl of the cars on display.
Well, I've got my four favorite cars vinyls framed on the wall, surrounding a guitar that's very sentimental to us. And then I have all of my movie music posters from. The whole thing is, Christoph has actually published two books, one of which we're looking at republishing after a little bit of editing is done on it, called Horror
I've
is
actually
Art.
Published six. I've actually published six, but this last one's the first
I
one
only
somebody
have
else
the
published.
Two.
You only have the
I
two.
I only have
six.
The two. Okay. Well, he's published six, but I have two of them, and they are both fantastic. Like, this man is a research king. Like, he knows his stuff. Well, I mean, I'm sure Nicodemus is really the research king, and, you know, I'm maybe, like, second or third place there, depending, but, you know.
I would say I'm just autistic and know way too much about the stuff I like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Well, good.
You know
pretty
what
pretty much. So anyway, I want to pop in here and basically wrap it up. No, just so everyone knows.
Are you playing
knows,
the wrap it up music?
not yet. this is who I call the Arkansas crew. They're all from Arkansas. And Little Rock area, and what's the other town?
Pine Bluff.
Well,
but we
I was
don't talk
from
about
Pine
that
Bluff,
place.
But we're
Pine Bluff.
We're all
Pine Bluff.
Little, we're all
yeah.
Little Rock now, basically. We're just leaving
okay.
Pine Bluff out of it. We just want to talk about
and,
Pine Bluff.
And I don't know if you guys know this or not. I think Christoph knows. But we're going to have another co-host who was originally from Pine Bluff, too.
Really?
I don't know where.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah, that's
going to
be Vicky's
about.
Co-host. And I'll let her introduce him. But
wow,
yeah, his name is Russell Morris.
Excellent.
I know Russell.
Yeah.
If that's the Russell I think it is, I know him. Oh my God! Wow, that's a small world. Holy shit!
Russ is a good friend
of
both Vicky and mine. So anyway, just to wrap it up, guys. Say your last words and why people should listen to you.
Well, because we know things like stay classy, San Diego.
Everyone
well,
knows that.
Good.
More importantly, I think whatever we're talking about, I can promise you this, it will not be boring.
No.
That's true. The three of us have a bit of a good repertoire between each other. And the really awesome part is since the three of us are in the same area, we hang out a lot. Like we genuinely like each other. We're friends. And that is the best thing you can have when you're looking for a show is three people that know each other so well that they can make things interesting for you.
Well, you know what I say on that, and this happens to be part of why we formed the Deviant Legion Network, is because I believe in family and that
yeah.
all of us are in this together and we'll work hard and we'll make this network of podcasts divergent, fun, and really something that someone will want to listen to more than once.
Well,
so I want to thank you guys for being on. Yes, yes,
well,
Steve, I've talked
us.
Over you.
Oh, no, I was just saying, get out of my head, because those were the words I was going to say, but didn't.
Well, you see, you hire like-minded people. That's the whole point. You
exactly.
get them, you know, it's family. Guys, thanks a lot for being on. We're going to get you off here at this point.
Thank
from
you.
From the podcast.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, I said from the podcast. Yes, we have bad jokes, too.
Yes.
And we're going to bring in our next guest. So thank you very much. Folks,
thank you.
Say goodbye to Nicodemus, Phoebe, and Christoph.
Bye-bye.
Say goodnight, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
All right, Doc, who's next on the dais?
Well, let me see here. It looks like, we have you, we have me, and we have Danae.
Well, bring her in.
And
say hello.
I think she's
Hi,
here.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, my goodness, it's Danae Dunning. Hi, sweetie,
hey,
how Danae. Are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Danae was on my first ever podcast. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We did a commentary watch on my favorite bad movie of all time, and that would be Blood Freak. We did that with Stephen Ronquillo. So I've known you for quite a while.
Yep. Actually, we first met when we wrote writing for Wings Chop.
Yeah. Well, why don't you say that and that you write for Wings Chop and give us a little bit of background about yourself, Danae.
Okay. Well, I also write for a independent magazine called Wings Chop. We cover exploitation, foreign porn, anything that's not from the mainstream. Also, I write about anime. Basically, I'm a goth metal head hippie chick geek from New Mexico. I have very eclectic taste. I love horror, some sci-fi, fantasy, anime. I just love anything that's dark and off the beaten path.
Good.
My favorite is horror, but I do watch other stuff.
Now I know you're a horror freak because you also admin/mod one of the best groups on Facebook. And that would be horror films. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, it's fun. It's challenging. Sometimes it's like babysitting without being paid.
Yeah, no shit. I'll get into that later.
Well said.
But, oh,
well
yeah,
said.
I'm there with you. I'm there with you.
And me and the administrator, Brian, and the other mods sometimes go into our private group and kind of hash out our frustrations.
Yeah, I know that too. I'm well aware of that. Now, but tell us a little bit about the setup of that, because it's different than most horror groups that I know of.
Well, we're probably a lot stricter than a lot of other groups. That's because we try not to have the group spammed. You know, we try to keep it to horror only. You've got to be respectful. No promoting unless you get permission and you've been contributing for a while. We've allowed memes back in, but we're probably going to stop that again because people get out of control. But like I said, we try to keep a tight rein, but then at the same time, we try not to be too strict. It's a hard line to walk sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. One of the things I really like about that group is that it focuses on trailers of basically new stuff. I go to that group, and I basically ghost it to see what's coming out and that sort of thing. And they're the best group I know of. If you want to know of something new that's coming out, and I'm not just talking American releases or English language, I'm talking anything. It's on that page. It's one of the best places for info and for research of new material. I think Brian does an absolutely fantastic job with that. And so
he's always posting. He's always posting trailers and info about new and up and coming films, and whether it's on at the theater, on streaming, for rental, or Netflix. He keeps us informed a lot on what's coming up on Netflix and Amazon and Hulu.
Mm-hmm. You know, you guys do a great job, you know. So what
Thank
are you going
to
be doing for Deviant Legion? What do you have?
Well,
what is your place here?
I will be co-hosting the Sludge Pit with Doc. And we have a lot in common, but we each have our specialties. Like, he's probably going to be more, you know, he's going to be the go-to guy for, like, Godzilla and the Japanese monsters and other stuff and also some tech. Me, I'm the, obviously, horror, but I'm also, like, exploitation, you know, stuff like post-apocalyptic films, women in prison films, what I call hicksploitation, you know, movies like Gator Bait, Moonshine County Express, The Great Texas Dynamite Chase, movies like that. And like I said, I like anything that's off the beaten path, but I do discuss mainstream stuff too, and I'm a big superhero movie gal, so we're probably going to be talking a lot about that too.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If there was your dream show, what show would you like to participate or produce that it has your dream guest and everything? What would it be?
I would really love to sit down and talk with Kane Hodder. For those of you who aren't familiar, Kane Hodder, he is an actor and a stuntman. He's been in a lot of different movies, but he's mainly known for playing Jason Voorhees in the Friday the 13th movie 7 through 10. And he's awesome. I think he's the best Jason. And also, his backstory is very inspiring. He was burned about half of his body in a stunt gone wrong. He went through months and months and months of pain before he finally got to a burn center that helped him heal. And he also went through PTSD, psychological stuff. He was bullied as a kid like I was. And yet here he is, making a living, doing what he loves. He has a wife and two sons, and he could have just given up. I mean, he could have just given up, but no, he pushed through the pain, and he pushed through the trauma to make his dream come true, and I really admire that.
Well, that's really good. That's really good. So any final thoughts or anything like that? Any other ideas? What other shows you'd like to do or topics?
I'd like to also do stuff on books. I used to be an avid reader, and I want to start again, and this will encourage me. And I'd also like to do music. I'm a big goth metalhead, but I like other kinds of music, too. I'd also like to start talking about that. Is that cool, Doc?
Cool.
Oh,
well, I know there'll be a couple of shows that you and I will do. I guarantee you that. Music would probably be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, we're also going to do one on religion and politics, too.
Yeah, I've got some ideas on that, too. We'll when I get to, at the end, when I go through my shows, then I'll give more of the audience that I was listening and more of an idea of what we're planning on there. But absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So that's really cool, Danae. I want to thank you for being on. And do you have any last words for our listeners and why they should listen to you and listen to your shows?
Well, I try to be as thorough, informative, and funny as possible. I mean, sometimes my jokes fall flat, but hey, even bad humor can be good humor.
Well,
so,
I
think you'll be informed and entertained if you listen to our show.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, Danae, for being on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, sweetie. And we're going to get to our next person, who is actually producing this show. And
yes,
that would
be,
you've been sitting and been
Doctor.
Really, really good. And now I'm unlocking the cage.
Good
so,
evening.
Welcome to Doc's Lunch. Doc, take it away.
Hey. How you doing, Carl? So, okay, well, we've got a lot of stuff going on here. Okay. Well, as Danae mentioned, she is one of my two co-hosts for the Sludge Pit here on the Deviant Legion Network. And our other co-host, Jason, will be joining us pretty soon here. He is taking care of some things. We'll eventually get the whole crew together. And yeah, we have some very, very interesting things planned, and basically, I really want to go off the rails with this show, like completely into territory that you would not expect if you've heard me on the old KSDAB radio with Stephen Ronquillo. I was very vanilla on that show, and I'll tell you, what, I'm a little bit crazier than that, which I'm beginning to prove ever since been going on lately. So,
well, you hooked up with me. That proves that you're friggin' crazy.
Yeah, so true. But I may be crazy, but I want to get the job done. That's for sure. Now, what is the sludge pit? Well, I'm going to make a reference to an old Monty Python sketch. If you know which one, I'll give you a high five later. One of my favorite all-time sketches from Monty Python is the Piranha Brothers. I forgot their names. One of them is named Dinsdale, and they have this thing called the Conversation Pit, and that involves like a giant hedgehog and all sorts of craziness. But if you're familiar with Monty Python, you know the Piranha Brothers sketch. It's hysterical. So basically, the sludge pit is just to roll with me here and imagine a group of friends who have very, very weird tastes in everything getting together around in a conversation pit with a fire going in the background and just enjoying each other's company with coffee and pure insanity. That's kind of that in a nutshell, but we're going to be going over a lot of different territory. Of course, as mentioned, everybody knows I'm a huge horror movie nut. I love Godzilla, the Japanese superheroes, tokusatsu. We're talking the original Power Rangers before they hit America, that type of stuff, Ultraman. And I absolutely love bizarre and weird things. Thinking, what is bizarre and weird things? Well, yeah, really. Well, the first time my mother, a.k.a. I always refer to her as Boo, went to New Orleans, I said to her, Boo, get me a real voodoo doll. And, well, a real voodoo doll happened to pop up when she came home. But, you know, just offbeat stuff like that. Movies that nobody's really heard of, we're definitely going to talk about. We're going to go into photography. Not really film photography because I'm not very familiar with that. I haven't done film photography in quite a few years. But we're talking like DSLR and using your cell phone because I've had a little bit of experience with that. I'm really enjoying it. Maybe a little bit on how to use Photoshop, but that's more visual medium, so I might throw that up on the YouTube channel. We'll see about that. And we're going to go into tech news, odd events, like funny, entertaining news. I would prefer to avoid politics on our show like the plague, unless it's something funny to the point of Cov Fifi and toilet paper. Anyway. But, yeah, nothing too serious with that. And I would definitely have to agree with Danae about doing book reports. You know, just looking up random things here and there that we're going to talk about. Definitely nature, stuff that goes on locally on occasion if there's something big that's going on that needs help getting done type thing. Mm-hmm. Also, going to conventions. Anime is a big one. American animation. I'm actually adding children's shows, believe it or not, and all sorts of interesting, and video gaming, retro, future, building arcade machines, the tech specs for those, emulation, we're definitely going to talk about that because, it's one of the things I'm into, and Xbox 360 games, PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch stuff, add-ons for that. All sorts of stuff. And also definitely
that
music.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. If you've heard our older shows, that yes, I'm a black metal fan. A lot of people get upset with that. Go, oh my God, you're evil. No, I'm not. I'm just a little misunderstood. Trust me on that one. Carl knows.
Yes, I do.
But yeah,
I do.
It's more, for me, it's more of the keeping my grumpiness in check and all sorts of stuff like that. I love gothy metal stuff. And I actually have an extreme appreciation for very good soundtracks and orchestra music, too. So I would definitely like to, if Carl does any shows that goes, I'd like to come over and say hi.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I will say this to our listeners, that Doc is very, very nice. And if you pet him on the head just right, he purrs or growls or something. I'm not sure.
The one thing I did want to bring out, Doc, is that
you do a YouTube channel. And one of the things
we
want to do with the Legion is to connect some YouTube channels. And I'll be talking about one that we'll be connecting with our website when it's up on hopefully by Tuesday. Talk a little bit about your YouTube channel and what you do there.
Okay. My YouTube channel is a complete and utter mess and chaotic right now. My YouTube channel is called Sludge Industries, which I also have a Facebook page for my YouTube and different sort of things that I do, podcast related and YouTube related. Just the thing about the YouTube channel, it's not a main source of income for me. Having an actual day job is. So sometimes there's a little bit of a lull between uploads and stuff, but I'm trying to come to my own and produce more stuff in the future, like little mini horror films, spoofs, that type of stuff. Right now, it's like I've done a few unboxings. I know it's a big thing right now, and they kind of drive me crazy. And I'm going to be doing some toy reviews. Actually, I've got a bunch of stuff sitting around that needs to be done. I'm going to talk about video games, of course, monster movies, and older horror films. That's kind of where I center, because I'm not a big fan of the newer horror films because it's just, jump scares and noises and stuff. And my system, as in my body system, can't handle that, and it makes me, go, oh, my God! And it can cause you some major issues. Other people, you can just go, oh, jump scare, we're fine. Me, it can be a little bit more dangerous. So that's why I tend to do older stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be more. Yeah, there'll be more videos coming as soon as I actually get back in gear again. I've got 15 videos that I have to work on to actually get out. So we're gonna get those up and running, and I'm gonna try and figure out a way to do live video broadcasts, or actually probably because of how much of a pain YouTube is becoming with their policies and everything, a slightly edited version of the podcast that we do, with video conferencing and everything like that. We'll get there eventually, but with the equipment that I have here, we can definitely do it.
Well, Doc is definitely our tech person, and so he'll be producing a lot of the shows on the East Coast. I have a question for you that I've had for everyone else. If you had the chance to do your dream podcast, what would it be?
Oh, man. I was thinking about this, and looking at the artifacts I have here at Sludge Industries, if we could ever do a combo show of Doug Bradley and Clive Barker at the same time, oh my God, that would be the
I think
show
that's
for me.
Truly beyond belief if we ever pulled that one off. That's a good one.
I know we could definitely get a hold of Doug Bradley. Because I've met with him several times. So once actually by accident, and another time he did a little bit of a promo for my YouTube channel back in the day when it was called Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema. I had to condense that a little bit. But yeah, I mean, if we could ever get him and Doug Bradley, oh, mama. Whew, I'd have to go change my
Well, diapers. You know what? That's the idea of asking the question. Because we want... I want to know what you guys want to do, and we'll work on those things. We're going to work really, really hard, folks, to bring you the best people, the best shows. And that's what we do at the Deviant Legion. So, Doc, any last words or why they should listen to your show? Our audience
oh, yes,
listen to your show?
Because all of everyone on the show on the Sludge Pit, we have a very, very interesting sense of humor, and things can go sideways really quick, and it will have you in hopefully in tears from laughing. And I'm gonna try and pull off some unexpected things. I'll just give you a clue. If there's a roll of the dice and some cards involved, that may happen too. So we'll see. Well, I have some plans, some experimental things I would like to try out, both for audio and visual and the combination of the two. So definitely keep your ears peeled. It's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be really off kilter, I'll tell you what. But that's just what I do. Go ahead, Carl.
Well, all I was going to say is I'm looking forward to it, and I got to say I really like working with Doc. Doc works his butt off, trust me, and helping getting this together and off the ground, he's been an instrumental part of this, and I want to thank you for that, Doc, truly, from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. and working with you.
I think
Carl,
I just made him speechless. Oh, my God! Well, yeah. Doc, who do we have online now? Who's ready to go?
Well, I would say, I think Vicky is here. Is she? Hello, Vicky.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, guys.
All right, awesome.
Hey, it's Vicky Love. So Vicky, give us a little idea of who you are and all that sort of thing, and just give us a little bit of that.
Okay. Well, I haven't been listening to the other ones, so I don't know if I'll follow right in the same footsteps or not of what everyone's saying. So I'll give it a try. Who am I? I'm this person that loves science fiction. I love science, you know, like real science, not the bullshit out there. And so here's the deal. My show, Driving Backwards in the Fog, is all about the combination of real science and science fiction, or real science and fiction, and all of that big mess that we love, from Marvel Universe to hard fiction like Asimov and Arthur C. Clarke to Ray Bradbury and all kinds of other stuff in between, The Expanse. If you've watched the new show, The Expanse, 3 seasons on Sci-Fi Channel, and now the fans are all waiting breathlessly for it to 4th season to come out on Amazon Prime, all of that kind of stuff. And in between, I hope to have some really fun guests, like I'm really into the UFO phenomenon. Are there little aliens out there? And hopefully we can get some of those guests who actually spend their lifetime looking for little gray men or big lizard men or whatever they are. So hopefully we'll get to have some of those people on the show, maybe even the aliens, I don't know. And maybe scientists.
And I like that.
A mixture of all of that together, and so that's what the show is going to be about. Carl will host sometimes. My very good friend, Russell Morris, who also got his start in radio many, many years ago, and I used to be on the radio. I used to produce radio in 2000, 2001, back at the early turn of the century, and I used to have a couple of my own shows back then also. So it's going to take all of us to take this big giant umbrella of science fiction and science and put it into one fantastic show.
Okay, Doc, what's happening there?
What do you mean what's happening?
I'm hearing a screech.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was adjusting my headset. My apologies. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, Vicky, why don't you go from the start again, and we'll edit that out. Go ahead, and let's say hello to Vicky.
What? Hi.
Start
everyone.
From the beginning. Start from the beginning. Like I'm introducing you, and do it again because we'll edit that
you
out.
Want me to, Edit what out? That little tiny screech at the very end?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Keep going.
Why? God, I could never do that. That was ad-lib, Carl. You want me to do that again? Okay, sorry, Bob.
That's okay. We'll just keep on rolling.
Okay, keep rolling. We'll edit it out. We'll work it out. Okay, go ahead, Vic. So you've got your new show.
All it sounded like to me was some little mice in the background, and mice and rats don't scare me. Some of my best friends own them as pets. So, come on, rats. Come on, mice. Let's have a party. Yeah, okay. Everyone's invited. Driving backwards in the fog is all about that. It is about everything that you don't normally do. And then the fun that we do have, like the films that we go to see. Not all of us go to see those depressing real-life films all the time and those dang romantic comedies that are just barf-o-matics. Some of us like to go see speculative science fiction like Annihilation. And that's another thing that we'll talk about are these types of features at the theater that's worth your while to spend money on or take a friend to, and books and novels that pique your interest, whether it's about New Horizons flying by Pluto on its way to that other thing out there that we don't really know what it is, to speculative fiction that all about will AIs rule the world, or will we become more like AIs, will we have robotic features, all that kind of stuff. So that's what the show's going to be all about. And
okay,
I hope
cool.
Fun. And then Carl.
Yes?
When you're on the show, we always have a lot of spice, don't we?
Well, let's just say we've known each other for a number of years. We'll leave it at that. But the one thing I will say about Vicky, I went to I was in debate, and we went to states when I was in high school, and I consider myself a very good debater, and she beats me all the fucking time. Always. She's amazing. Always. And so we may take that little idea and work something out. Do you want to talk about that, Vic, or should I?
I'm sure, because I thought about how I was going to introduce this.
Then go right ahead.
I can't remember if it was 2010. I think it was 2010. Carl and I got together, and we'd always talked about writing a book together, which, for God's sake, I don't know why he's so lazy and won't write. But anyway, putting that aside, we put together a pretty nice blog, and it was called X's Mark the Spot. Pretty catchy title. I'll give you a clue. It's got something to do with X's. And so anyway, Carl and I.
Yes, she admitted it. Yes, we were married. It was incredibly strange.
Oh, my God. I said hint. Hint. Oh, frickin'. You better erase that, Eric.
Oh, great. No, actually, you know what?
I said hint.
Let's let that roll because, yeah, I'll tell you what, that makes for great radio, so we got to let that roll, seriously.
All right. Well, as my life started to be put back together after the disaster of that thing.
I'm sorry, that's just the way you delivered
it. No,
that.
This is exactly why we're doing this. This is perfect.
We decided, because we have such divergence thoughts on everything. If you say that cake is good, Carl's going to say there's some freaking flaw, and then he's going to go off on it. And I'm going to have to bring him back and say, but the cake is good anyway, right, Carl? And then he'll have to hear the good. It's right. So this is the thing. We started doing a blog on films. Carl seems to really hate Steven Spielberg's films. I don't hate Steven Spielberg's films. I kind of like some of them. Some of them are not great, but some of them I like. In fact, I just watched one two nights ago, Ready Player One, and I really liked it. But anyway, so we have this blog, I wish we could have it again, where we talked about things like that. And we went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And so we haven't written on that in a very long time. But it was very successful. In fact, that's what led us to this point. That blog led us to this exact point. And so we've decided, because I really pushed it, that we should bring that successful blog to radio. So we're going to do X's Mark the Spot on radio. And it'll probably be just
awesome.
As much fun as the last 5 minutes.
Exactly. You know, I have
great.
To say this about Vicki. Hold on, Eric. I just have to say this, that I can't think of anyone in the world I would rather argue with. And
in
I mean
world,
that from
people.
The bottom of my heart. I absolutely love this woman, and she will destroy me 9 times out of 10. But when that 10th time happens, oh, boy, you're going to hear a happy dance.
Oh, God. He'll probably post it online so you can watch it, too. Be aware.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That isn't a problem.
You know, you two
so.
Just won. You two won the internet. You got it. You win.
Now I'm gonna segue from this.
But I didn't know it was a contest. Yahoo!
I haven't laughed this hard all week. Thank you so much. You guys rock.
Well, you'll have to run our board, Derek. You'll have to run our board so that you know.
I definitely will. Absolutely.
Okay, so there's one other show you were considering too, that we talked about, Vicki.
The gaming show.
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
absolutely.
My son, my youngest son, is going to run my board for. I forgot my own show title. Driving Backwards in the Fog. And so Dylan and a lot of his friends do a lot of gaming, but here's the secret. Mom games too. And so I'm a huge online Destiny player, and you know, Black Ops came out this week. I'm having a really hard time not buying it because it's not in my budget right now. So yeah, I'd really like to do like a bi-monthly or something, a show on the games that are coming out, the games that just came out, and what was successful, what wasn't, what PlayStation Plus, because woohoo, Sony, not Xbox. Anyway, what's coming out, what's for free, what's for a few dollars, that was, you know, $100 3 months ago. Yeah, I want to do a show like that. So you don't really want to do a game show that is every week, but once or twice a month it might just work. So, yeah, that's in the works.
Okay, good. So, Vicki, I have a question for you that I've asked everybody, and then when I talk, I want you to ask me that question. And what show... You know, what is your dream show, your dream podcast? You know, what would you like to talk about? What other things, you know, other ideas do you have? So what's your dream podcast?
Okay, well, my dream podcast would actually be to sit down and if I had 2 hours, I would love to have Neil deGrasse Tyson on my show. Because he is a science fiction guy, and we could talk about certain films. And then I would like to have my friend Kevin. I'm going to say I don't want to embarrass him or anything, so I'm just going to say Kevin. who was the science guy on gravity, on the show with Neil, and we could all discuss gravity. But that's not going to happen, because then people might get really mad. So, no, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Mikio Kaku, and Brian Green. If you're listening, Brian Green, you are a god to me, and I would love to have you on my show. String theory is everything. Quantum physics, everything. Brian Green, the god. So, yeah, I would love to have those three guys on my show. I'd like to have them on one after the other after the other, and then have them all talk to. But I don't know. And so, since you haven't, what? I'm sorry.
Just wanted to give everybody a heads up. We have about 4 minutes left on the show, so
I'm so sorry.
Let you guys know. Oh no! Okay,
hey, Carl.
You guys are fantastic.
I've been talking a lot. Who would you like to have on your show, Carl?
Well. First, I'd like to talk a little bit about, you know, who I am and what we're doing, like everyone else did. So my name is Carl Kagan. No, I didn't. I waited for you.
Okay, go.
So my name is Carl Kafer, and we were five, almost 6 years ago, I got a phone call from a friend by the name of Stephen Ronquillo, and he asked me to be on this podcast, and Danae and I talked about it, about Blood Freak. And then afterwards, he asked me to be co-host. And this harkens back to when I was in college in the 70s. I ran a college radio station. I was program director. So I've always been comfortable with radio. And I've always been a geek, you know, a music geek, a film geek. When I was young, we had early HBO in the 70s. I was working at a drive-in. Then later I was in New York in the 80s. I ran a music store for years, been in print music. I've done everything. And just, you know, everything that I've done has led me to this point. And I love sharing my ideas and things like that. So what I have planned, I probably won't be starting a show until November. It's going to be called Carl's Cavern. And we're going to dig deep in the cavern and go to places that never have been gone before. And I'm dead serious about this. So one of the things we're going to do, I'm already talking to a close friend of mine, and we're going to be talking about religious films, and we're going to be talking about religion. I'm a church musician, and so I have a master's in church music and a minor in philosophy and theology. So we'll be talking about that. I have a friend of mine who was very kind and got me working with him here in New Jersey on financial planning. And I will also be doing a show on SRI, which is socially responsible investing, with him, hopefully. Of course, we're going to do, I'm going to be doing film and music and various things. I can guarantee you that we will have a show on cheese, and Tony Strauss will be there. He doesn't know that yet, but yes, we're doing the show on cheese. And the reason that people should listen to me, and particularly to the Legion, to all of us, is that we want to engage our audience. We want to make you think. We want to present different sides and do it in a playful yet respectful manner, just like Vicki and I were going to do X's Mark the Spot. And we want to make this not only just the people that are involved now, but we want to expand bring new ideas and new voices. So that's what the plans are for Deviant Legion Network and what I do. So there, that should give you a good idea. Is that okay, Vic?
Yep.
That was it. Okay. Awesome. Bye, everybody.
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Oh, well. Okay.
Well, we just...
We're off.
We just went off air. Guys,
okay,
I got disconnected in the middle of that. Okay, what exactly happened? I was disconnected for like 30 seconds. Oh, my God.
Okay, so what happened was there's all this squeaking in that. You got to be careful of that stuff. Your headset, you may have to get another headset or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
but we've run into that problem again before.
Okay, well, I don't really think we should because it actually kind of proves that we can roll with stuff, especially when you guys started going, I thought that is radio gold right now. This has been an awesome show. Seriously.
Well, how many times have I told you, Vicky, that if you just let yourself go a little bit, it's gold. Swear to God, it is gold. He's absolutely fucking right.
It was adorable, seriously. I mean, this is awesome. So I'll tell you what, absolutely and freaking bad. Everything was concise. There was this very, very, very little, and everybody talking over everybody. The volume was great. We literally hit the last second right there. And I was like, oh, my God. That was great. Seriously. I'm so pumped.
Okay.
Well, they didn't ask what my dream show was, but that's okay.
I
didn't go. I know, but I had
to tell yourself, Carl. You're just going on and on. I have a degree in this. I have a degree in that. I mean, that's just bullshit. Don't say that. Say my dream show is.
All right. I'll tell you what.
Okay. Can you tell us that we're going to be perfect together, Eric? I mean,
oh my
Doc.
God.
I mean,
yes.
Seriously.
Whoever I am, whatever my name is, yes, I agree. You'll be just fine.
I like Doc Eric. It sounds really good.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Vicky. My father had a PhD in psychology, and he was known as Dr. Omland. And that's actually part of where the doc comes in for Doc Sludge, yeah. So I'll have to give everybody the history of how Doc came into being. His original name, believe it or not, was Igor Dust Bunny.
Igor Dust Bunny?
Yes, Igor Dust Bunny.
Oh, my God. That's so great. Oh, my God. That's a story in itself right there.
Yeah, and actually it turns out that character name was copyrighted by somebody else, so I couldn't use it. So, but anyway.
Too bad.
All right, so.
That's too bad.
Well, that
okay,
was a fantastic
Doc.
Show. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It really, didn't it flow really well?
I'll be honest with you guys, the way that this show went, we are meant to do the Deviant Legion Network. It is meant to be. That's how I felt about
it. Good. Good.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Okay.
I look at it from a different prism, but I think this has all come to this. This is it, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. We're kicking butt and taking
seriously.
Names.
Okay, Doc, do me a favor. Send me the link. Listen to it, and let's see if there's any edits we can do to make it a little smoother.
Well, then
let's get it out tomorrow. All right.
Well, the link is actually going live as soon as I hit the end episode button. It's not recording what we're talking about right now. Editing it's going to be a real pain in the ass, pardon the language, because I'm going to have to pull it down, close off the links, close off the actual page for that. Edit it, then put it back up and re-put everything back
in. Okay, then don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
But
send me the link, though, so I can listen to it, all right? And then I can give people some feedback. So send me the link first on my personal message, and then I'll get it out tomorrow. All right?
And I'll tell you what, Carl. The way everything this went so smooth, even with the mic noise and the way we joke around about it, kind of proves to our listeners that if anything happens on the fly, we're going to be ready for it. And, you know, I think it's perfect. Yeah.
That's
so,
good.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to shut things down on this end, so it's going to disconnect everybody. So awesome show, okay. You guys. And I'll tell you what, when you two went at each other, it was perfect. I was laughing so hard. It was perfect. All right. Have a good
okay.
night.
Doc, give me a call afterwards, okay?
Yep, will do. All right.
All right.
Talk
Vicky,
to
love
right.
you.
Good night.
You were great. You were absolutely
okay.
fantastic. Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Good night.
I'm glad. Okay.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.